under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city. Grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. I'll now read the acknowledgement to country. I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, the Whadjuk Noongar people of Western Australia, and pay my respects to elders past and present. It's a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country. I now declare the meeting open and to this special meeting of the Council of the City of Perth. I don't believe there's any apologies, Mr. CEO.
No, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Before we move into business, I've just got a brief statement to make for members of the gallery and welcome to this meeting. Firstly, as is the current practice, the council meetings will remain open to the public, and that's all meetings, council meetings to the public, and also the briefing sessions. We will not be having committee meetings, but we'll be having briefing sessions on the subject matters which will be dealt with by the forthcoming council meeting, and the public are most welcome to attend those briefing sessions. On the subject of council allowances, which some of you may expect to be on the agenda, the reason it's not on the agenda is we're still seeking some legal and other advice on those matters, and when that's forthcoming, we will consider the matter in an appropriate way at the forthcoming meeting. That concludes my statement. So I now move to question time. Are there any questions, Mr. CEO?
Yes, Mr. Chair of the Commissioners. I have received one written question from Judy McAvoy of 5 Delhi Street, West Perth. The question is, I trust the McLeod legal assessment of Project Percy that was permitted to occur without authorisation will be tabled as a public document for transparency at the council meeting on the 15/3/18. If the McLeod report is not made publicly available, then please provide reasons as to why this decision was taken. The answer to that question is the matter did form part of a direction notice received by the City of Perth, sent to it by the Department of Local Government. All of the information requested in that directions notice has been supplied to the Department, and the release or otherwise of any of that information will be determined by the Department as it deems appropriate.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Any other questions from the gallery?
Brian Langenberg, 47 Hardy Road, Netherlands. Just remind the meeting that today is on the Shakespearean calendar of Julius Caesar, the Ides of March, and we're to beware the Ides of March. Until the suspension, we were able to contact one of our councillors if an issue arose in our locality, and we always had a prompt response to our inquiry. Who do we contact now? Do we now contact one of the commissioners? If so, which one and how? Thank you.
Whilst I obtain further advice on that in the interim, and we'll get advice to you in writing, I'd suggest if this matter is urgent, you contact the CEO, but we'll formalise the approach in the future as soon as we have time, bearing in mind we've only been in this role for 8 days. Thank you. Any other questions? Yes, you certainly can.
Given the loss of representation by our councillors for the foreseeable future, our elected councillors, how will residents be given a voice in the approval of transport, traffic, parking, zoning and development proposals for our area, which is our area is sandwiched between QE2 Medical Centre and the UWA, which are very large organisations with a lot of sort of power, and we'd like to know how we would be represented and how information would come to us to enable us to help.
Well, first of all, as you'd be aware, representations can be made in a number of ways, verbally to the staff or to a commissioner, and I've already answered that question previously. Secondly, by, as I've said, deputations on the issues. And thirdly, if there's any other needs for discussion with the commissioners and all the staff, we can arrange something as required and what is appropriate at the time through the staff administration. Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Okay, if not, we'll move on to the agenda. Thank you. The first item is item 7.1, revised council and committee meeting cycle. That has been a revised cycle has been circulated as an attachment 7.1A, and which picks up the briefing sessions and council meetings as I've previously announced. Is there any questions from commissioners on the proposal and obviously the, if necessary, the recommendation?
No questions from the commissioner.
Okay, if that is the case, we have two recommendations before the council. One is the adoption of the revised meeting cycle, etc., and rescinding council policy 3.6, which is the current annual schedule of council committee meetings. And the second recommendation is to adopt the agenda briefing session procedures as detailed in the attachment I've previously referred to. Is there a commissioner prepared to move the recommendation in both its parts?
So moved, Commissioner.
Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. Do I have a seconder, please?
Seconded.
Thank you. Is there any dissent? I have no dissent. I declare the recommendation endorsed accordingly. Oh, sorry, thank you. I beg your pardon. I don't think this affected that item, but are there any declaration of members' interests?
No.
Okay, so we'll take that as nil. Thank you. Yes.
I would just like to draw to your attention under item 7.3, we will be considering the allocation of responsibilities under various committees and organisations, and that I am currently on the board of Perth Convention Bureau.
Okay, thank you, and we'll bear that in mind. Thank you, Commissioner. On that basis, as I mentioned earlier, the recommendation relating to item 7.1 in both parts has been endorsed. Now move to item 7.2 on the agenda, which is the appointment of commissioners to Audit and Risk Committee and CEO Performance Review Committee. I understand from the agenda that these committees require the full attendance of all commissioners. Is that correct, Mr. CEO?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Well, I think that's self-explanatory then. And obviously, we therefore have a recommendation in three parts, which we need to approve by absolute majority. The appointment of us, all the commissioners, to the CEO's Performance Review Committee. Secondly, the appointment of all the commissioners to the Audit and Risk Committee. And thirdly, reconfirming that Robert Murich as an independent member of the Audit and Risk Committee for a term expiring on the 21st of May 2019. Are there any questions on this matter by any of the commissioners?
No, Commissioner.
In that case, could someone move the recommendation in its totality?
I move the recommendation in its totality.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Hammond. I concur with the recommendation. I therefore declare the recommendation in its three parts endorsed. Now move to agenda item 7.3, which we'll have to work through in a sequence manner. This is relating the appointment of commissioners to regional local governments, statutory bodies, city convened working groups and external organisations. The first one is the Mindarie Regional Council, which requires one member and one deputy. Do I have any nominations? Please.
Through the Chair, a process of recommendation has been put forward, and if you would like, I would be happy to speak to that. For the Mindarie Regional Council, one member being nominated is Eric Lumsden. One deputy is Andrew Hammond. I'll go through the whole process if that's convenient. Tamala Park Regional Council, one member being Commissioner Hammond, one deputy Commissioner Lumsden. Perth Liquor Accords Subcommittee, one member Commissioner Hammond. The Committee for Economic Development of Australia, one member Commissioner McMath. East Perth Safety Group, one member Commissioner Hammond. Harrison Island Sculpture Park Committee, one member, Commissioner McMath. Heritage Perth, two members, Commissioner McMath and Commissioner Hammond. Metropolitan Regional Road Group, one member, Commissioner Hammond. Perth Convention Bureau Board, one member, Commissioner McMath. Perth Art Foundation Board, one member, Commissioner McMath. Swan Bells Foundation, one member, Councillor McMath. Welga Central Zone, two members, Commissioner Lumsden and Commissioner Hammond, and one deputy, Commissioner McMath. Study Perth, one member, Commissioner McMath. City of Perth and Kings Park Botanic Gardens Local Emergency Management Committee, one member, Commissioner Hammond, Deputy Commissioner McMath. Heritage Council of Western Australia, one member, Commissioner Lumsden. Central Perth Planning Committee, one member, Commissioner Lumsden. Three members for consideration of the Minister for Planning to appoint one member to the Central Perth Land Redevelopment Committee, one nomination from Commissioner Lumsden. Two members for consideration by the Governor of Western Australia to the Perth Theatre Trust, being Commissioner McMath and Commissioner Hammond, with it noted that the first preference being Commissioner McMath. Three members for consideration of the Minister for Planning for the Perth Local Development Assessment Panel, two members being Commissioner Lumsden and Commissioner Hammond, with one alternate being Commissioner McMath. And finally, nomination for the Library Board of Western Australia, one nomination, Commissioner McMath. Thank you.
Thank you for reading those nominations. Is there any objection to any of those nominations by any of the commissioners?
No, I have no objection, but I did draw the Council's attention to the fact that I already sit on the Perth Convention Bureau, and I will resign my consultative role there and take up the role of Commissioner representing the City.
Thank you, Commissioner. Can the minutes note that first of all, the declaration of interest, and secondly, Commissioner McNaff's intention to resign in order to sit on that committee as a commissioner.
On that basis, Chair, I'd be prepared to move that motion.
In terms of all the nomination?
Yes, thank you.
And I'll second that for the case of brevity. Any dissent? If not, those nominations are endorsed accordingly. Move to item 7.4. Budget review, forecast operating capital budget for the year ending 30th of June 2018. I understand, Mr. CEO, this is what I would term in my past life like a mid-year review. Over to you.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The forecast for the remainder of the year is the result of the mid-year review. If there are any questions, we have the Director of Corporate Services present, should there be any detailed questions, Robert Mianich. Back to you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. CEO. Commissioners, are there any questions of the budget review or any comment anyone wants to make? Sir, anyone? Commissioner Hammond?
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner Lumsden. Look, I'm more than happy with what is proposed. However, I really do look forward to a detailed briefing on the City's both short-term and long-term strategic financial position.
Thank you.
Through the Chair, may I comment on that?
Yes, certainly. First.
Through the Chair, yes, responding to that, Mr. Commissioner, the budgeting process for 18-19 is also well underway, and we intend, or the Administration will brief Commissioners ASAP, both on the mid-year review, the remainder of the year, and the upcoming year, and the corporate business plan.
Thank you. Thank you. Commissioner McGrath?
No questions.
Jay, can I just, for the benefit of the gallery, advise that I endorse the CEO's comments. I've indicated that we will want a full briefing, as previously mentioned, of the mid-year review. We also want to have a focus on what is the strategic focus of the City for financial year 2018-2019, and to see how both the mid-year review and the future budget aligns with those objectives. So that's just for the information of the gallery. So we've got some work to do on that. No other comments or questions from commissioners?
No, Commissioner.
Thank you. If that is the case, we have a recommendation in two parts. I think I'll deal with the two parts separately. The first one is the recommendation one, which is that we approve by an absolute majority the budget review of 2017-18 as detailed in the attachments, noting the impact of increased revenue and reduced operating expenditures, including depreciation. The second part is net capital expenditure reduction of around about $18.5 million, as listed in attachment 7.4C. And the third part is the decrease in transfers from reserves of approximately $14.569 million related to changes to capital works program. Could someone move that recommendation, please?
I move that recommendation.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you, Commissioners. That's moved by Commissioner McMath and seconded by Commissioner Holland. Hammond, sorry. There's no dissent? No. Thank you. That's endorsed accordingly, Mr. CEO. Recommendation two is noting in three parts the budget and net result from operations has increased by approximately $2.6 million. Second part is a net reduction of $18.5 million or thereabouts on capital projects, reduced funding required from reserves of approximately $14.6 million, capital grants in the order of $17,900, and municipal funds of $3,900 as specifically set out in the recommendation, and that the closing fund position in accordance with revised budget has increased by approximately $11.8 million to $16.556 million, etc., and this will be carried out in accumulated surplus. Is there any Commissioner prepared to move? Commissioner Hammond. Seconded, Commissioner McMath.
Seconded.
No dissent. In that case, I declare recommendations two endorsed, and both recommendations have been endorsed unanimously. That I think concludes the agenda, Mr. CEO. Okay, I know it's been a very quick meeting for the gallery, but I do thank you for your attendance and look forward to seeing you if you're interested in any matter in forthcoming meetings. Thank you for your attendance, and I close the meeting.